Hello, Anthony.
Hey, it's Larry Goins with Hoodhausen. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. I catch you the bad time, or is this okay?
This is fine.
Okay, good, good. I won't keep you but a minute. We spent the afternoon yesterday going over your house and over all the pictures and everything. You know, that's not a bad house you got there.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad to let it go, man. I like the place.
I hear you, man. I can certainly understand. Did I understand you're in and moving back to New York?
Yeah, not bad. I was actually hoping to make North Carolina my forever, but I offered a great job opportunity that I can't pass. So.
Oh, man, good for you. What are you going to be doing?
My best friend since high school, he runs a company for his brother. It's a portable resin service. They one of the largest companies up and down the East Coast. They're letting me live on their property rent-free and pay me to, keep up lot and all that. So couldn't pass it up,
Man, that is great. That's really good. You said portable restroom service?
Yeah.
That's like big trailers that take out the concerts and venues and stuff, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, they do, smaller ones too for, construction sites. They have like really large ones also that they do, for big concerts. Like they full showers and everything in it.
Yeah. Who knows? We got a guy here that rents office space, a building here where we are, and he does the same thing. I mean, he buys them and sells them, and he'll take them out to some places, even some government office. He's like,
yeah, hey, they do the same. Yeah, it's crazy how profitable it is. I mean, I would have never believed if this wasn't my best friend, I would have thought he was crap.
I know, right? It's crazy. It's amazing. The guy was telling me how well he's doing. He'll buy a trailer, $30,000 or $40,000, and go take somewhere, and they'll pay him $3,000 or $4,000 a month, and he'll have paid off in a year, and it's in there for 2 or 3 years maybe.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. They just had a contract for $17,500 a month for it's a full restroom now. It's just a bathroom, but it's got like a shower and a sink, everything, but. $17,500 a month they're renting it out for.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of money for a bathroom,
it
right?
It really is, yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. How soon are you looking at get there?
I was going to wait until closing, and I got paid. When she came out, she said that this owed a little bit faster if I wasn't living here because you guys want to have to come and look at these, but particularly you don't do it when people are already living here for whatever reason, I guess, liabilities or whatever.
Yeah, I don't want people messing around with your stuff, take that chance or anything. And we've got we got people need to come out and take a look and our potential partners that are going to be part with us on the deal, as well as people going out and doing takeoffs and measurement and all that stuff. And you want to be there for that. They would prefer there not be anything in the house that, have to worry about, anybody messing with or anything. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, absolutely. I do. My only concern is I just wanted to make sure that the deal was actually going to go through. If I move, because he's paying the whole way up there, he's actually going to come down here and help me move.
Wow. That's awesome. That is a best friend, isn't
it? Yeah, he really is. He's a good dude.
Cool, man. That'd be awesome to be able to work with him every day, too.
Yeah, and the best part of it, man, is I don't even have to leave property to do anything, really, except go grocery shopping,
That's cool. That's really cool.
Like I said, I wanted to make sure the deal was going to go through because if I move up there, I'm going to have to, if the deal doesn't through, it's going to mess me up a little bit. I don't want to have to come back here.
Right.
So that's really the cool. Only I wanted to make sure that, is there anything that would make this not?
Well, that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. Today was, we poured over it yesterday afternoon. We probably spent an hour to go over your property, look at everything. It did need a little more work than what we had anticipated, some stuff like, bathroom floor being a level and just some other stuff, not main stuff, but kind of adds up, kind of goes all together and, it'll add up. So the reason I wanted to come to you today is I knew you were wanting to move. I knew you wanted to get this done and I'll be able to help you, but also make sure I can make a little something on it. I mean, I'm not trying to make a
right, of course.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, I mean, everything to do is always for profit. So yeah, I stand completely.
Yeah, exactly. So we do want to work with you, and we do make this work. Normally, I would say, man, we need about another $1,000 discount on this to make it work. But I wanted to call you and kind of work with you and see, is there anything you can do to help us out a little bit on the price? You know, we can go ahead and move forward, and you get up there with your best friend and, you know, and start your new life up there. Is there anything at all you can help me out on the price so we could go ahead and move forward and get this close and get you your money as possible?
Like, what are you looking to?
Like I said, normally I would be probably, you know, I'm like, man, we need $8,000 off of this. That's $4,000. But, you know, number one, he's not going to do that. You're not going to do that. And we don't want to do it to you, right? So is there anything somewhere in between the 24 and the 32 that you could do, you know, to help us out and help yourself out? I don't want you to hurt yourself now, okay? I'm not trying to hurt you. But, you know, is there anything you could do so we could meet somewhere in the middle or hit a happy medium where it works for both of us?
Well, man, I'm already at a loss as it is.
That's why I'm coming to you with my hand, so to speak, and ask what can do so we feel comfortable about moving forward, and you can get on up there with your best friend and start a new career up there, and also make it work for you as well. So, what do you think you could do?
Well, you're actually the same company I talked to. First company offered me. $31,500 leave. I went with you guys because you offered a little more initially.
I'm with you.
I paid 30 something for the house.
And I do know that other company offered you the $30,500. I get that. I understand that. I mean, we're kind of already in the glue here too. You know, we've got tile work ordered. We've got the inspection done. You know, I mean, we're on the downhill slope now. You know, we're trying to move forward towards getting the closing going, you know. And that's why I'm kind of coming to you with my hat in hand, so to speak, you know, asking what can you to try to make it work for both. So you feel comfortable going ahead and we feel comfortable going ahead as well.
Well, man, you know, I'm not sure, you know, anything I say would make you feel comfortable. There's no way I could possibly, you know, do 4,000 or less off the base. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, if you can do what they offer, I would take that. I kind of couldn't go less than that.
Okay. Let's see. You don't have to know anything about that, the floor, the reason it's unable, do you?
No, honestly, man, I just thought the house was kind of slow. Cause it just kind of seemed like that.
Oh, wow, yeah. You mean the whole house is
it? It feels that way. You know, she noticed that it seems a little bit more of a slope towards the end of the house.
Right.
But, I mean, I had the whole place inspected before I moved in. I moved in the end of October 2017.
Okay, I'm with you.
They had people come in and, you know, redo the electric and check all the sockets and.
Right. Oh yeah, the whole
inspector said that. Yeah, they said that was like the big concern was, you know, the electricity, and they fixed all that. They didn't say anything about the floors bad or anything like that.
Right. Right. Well, let me ask you this question. And I know this is less than what they offered you, but we're kind of on the downhill drag now. We're on the home stretch, right? We're down to the show. We're at the finish line. So, anyway, if you could just make it even 30, I would feel comfortable moving it. And I know it's less than what they offer you. You know, and a lot of people out there, they will offer more, but then when it comes down to it, they're going to dime you to death, you know, with this and that and the other. But, you know, that's not the way we work. I mean, the number you and I agree on is the number you're going to walk away with, minus, you know, anything you owe on it or any taxes you owe. And that's it. We pay for everything, handle everything.
Yeah, I don't owe anything except for whatever the tax are going to amount to this year, because I've already paid last year.
That'll be prorated the date of closing. So, I mean, this is like right, we're 4 days away from the middle of the year. So if your taxes are $600 for the year, then that'll be $300 your part, and we'll
they're not even close to that. Like $200 and some for a full year.
Yeah, so it's going to be $100 is your part. Is there any way, if you can with me on this, and I really, really appreciate it, and I believe we can move forward, make it a smooth transaction for you, and handle everything, and get closed for you so we can, after you move out.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, man. I'll get that offer if you work with me on something.
Okay, what's that?
Is there any way that you guys can do an initial payment, some of it? Beforehand, so it helped me with my move, because my friend, and then he's going to pay expenses, but I still have to pay for myself. I pay for the U-Haul. A lot of this stuff I'm going to have to, I'm getting rid of, because like I said, I'm living on his property, so I'm going to pay for either someone to haul this up to the dump, or I'm going to have to, you know, pay to do that myself.
Well, a couple of things. Right? Number one, anything that you want, I mean, please don't leave the house trashed. If you got any furniture or whatever, we got a guy to come get it. And he, you know, I mean, it might cost us a bit of money, but we got a guy to handle that. You know, he's got people that can use that stuff. So anything you want, you can leave there. You know, we'll take care of all that.
Are you sure? I mean, like, I'm thinking about leaving 2 bunk beds, my whole bedroom set. Like, not taking any of that. I'm going to take my dog kennels, weight bench, TV. I take the refrigerator and the washer dryer because I'm still in payments on them.
Right.
But I'm pretty much, you know, getting rid of most everything I had. And you saw it from the shoes. I mean, I'm not the type of person, you know, I'm not trash the place. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely, man. I get that. And that's what
I know how, you know, most people are, you know, when you're selling a place. This isn't my first time buying and selling. You know, they want most people want you to have everything completely cleaned out.
You don't have to worry about that, man. You don't worry about that. You just leave whatever you don't want, and we'll take care of the rest.
Okay.
You know, I mean, even if you got like a few bags of trash or whatever, just bag it up. You know, and you can leave there. You know, if that's the case. But outside of that, man, just leave everything. We'll take care of it. Don't you worry about that. Let me ask you a question. How much do you need to pay for the U-Haul and stuff?
You know what? I'm probably just a couple $1,000. You know what? You guys, if you guys care that I just leave stuff here, then I guess it's not even going to be that much. So, because I'm honestly thinking that, you know, because I already been to renting a store, and that's like $400 a week. However long.
We got you covered. So it sounds like I'm here to I'll take care of it. We'll do it.
Yeah. So, and if this is the case, man, I will definitely go for an even 30. I'll probably be here in a couple of weeks.
Right. That sounds fair. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm really glad we were able to get this worked out. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Joe send out another agreement that says $30,000 with a $1,000 deposit, $100 deposit. And I believe we might be waiting on the title search. Let me see. We got to make sure the title search comes before we can send out the money. Let's see here. Okay.
Yeah, it's probably going to say, that it's in a trust because it was, it was in a trust in name, but mother was the trustee, but she passed away, January 2018. So
okay.
It reverted back to me. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we ordered the title work yesterday after we threw everything. We went ahead and ordered the title work, and sometimes it takes a week or so for it to come back. As soon as you get that title back, and depending on how the title is vested, in other words, if it's in trust or your name, her name, or whatever, then we'll figure out what we need to do for that. And as long as we know there's nothing keeping us from closing the deal, we'll send you out that $1,000 right away. How about that?
Okay, that sounded, there shouldn't be a problem. Like I said, the last people I talked to, QC Homebuyers, they had looked it up, and they're actually the ones that told me that it's back in my name since my mother passed, so.
Okay, good. All right, that sounds good. I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and get Joe to send this out to you today. And you signed the other one by DocuSign, right? Right signature, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was like a e-document thing or something like that.
Right. Where you sign with your typing in, with your finger or something on your phone.
Yeah, I drew it with my finger.
Oh, cool. All right, good. So I'll get her to send that to you again. $30,000 deposit. So we get that title back and we know things clear. We'll get that money to right away. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Congratulations. I'm glad we were able to work it out. And I'm really excited for you, man. You work with your best friend. The only thing I'm excited for you about is dinners. The old up there.
Yeah, I know. I've thought that too. I'm going to invent some jackets.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Yeah, it can be. My wife is from upstate New York. What part of New York are you going to be in?
Upstate cities.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard of that. My wife is from Corning, Elmira area up that way.
Okay. I've lived in state New York before, in Watertown. Matter of fact, my grandmother actually lives up there in Ogdensburg.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I've heard my wife talk about that. Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Yeah, their snow is really, really brutal. Like it will actually halfway up your house.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
But
my buddy Steve, he said in Hogarty's, he said it knows, but it's not like that. It's not as bad as that is.
Oh, that's good. Of course, he'd be just trying to get you there.
Yeah, he might.
That's all right. All right, man. I'm glad we got it worked out. I'm going to get Joe send this over to you next hour or so. And as soon as that time comes, a week or so, we'll get money out to you right away. All right?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, man.
All right, great. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.